Now it's time for a message. Let's give the time to Pastor Paul.
Herbert and Gertrude have been dating for 3 years.
两个人, Herbert 跟 Gertrude 呢, 他们的交往已经三年了。
Herbert's friends keep on asking her, when are you going to get married?
Herbert 的朋友一直问他说, 你什么时候要结婚啊?
Gertrude tries to avoid the question.
是那个 Gertrude 的朋友 问他什么要结婚, 然后这个, 诶, sorry, did I get the name wrong? 对对对, 那个, 所以 Gertrude 的朋友一直问他什么要结婚, 然后这个 Gertrude 他就一直在避免这个问题。
But deep down inside, she wonders, yeah, when are we going to get married?
所以这个女朋友她心里就, 她虽然避免这个问题, 她心里其实是真的在想说, 诶, 对啊, 我什么时候要结婚呢?
One evening, Herbert and Gertrude are sitting alone at a romantic candlelit restaurant, and Gertrude finally musters up enough courage to say to Herbert, you know, a lot of my friends are asking me, when are we going to get married?
所以那天晚上呢，这个Herbert跟Gertrude他们在一个很罗曼蒂克的这个餐厅里面吃烛光晚餐。 那这Herbert呢，他终于就鼓起很大的勇气，他就问这个Herbert说，你知道吗？我很多朋友都一直问我说，我们什么时候要结婚？
Herbert quickly gulps down some water.
然后这Herbert呢，他就喝点水。
He unloosens his tie.
松松他的领带。
He wipes the perspiration off his forehead.
擦擦额头上的汗珠。
He clears his throat.
那个咳嗽一下。
And then he croaks out, "Can we change the subject?"
然后他就声音沙哑的说，"哎呀，我们可不可以换个话题呀?"
Obviously, Herbert does not want to talk about the C word.
所以明显的，我们看出来，这个Herbert呢，他不想要谈论这个C这个话题这个字。
Because Herbert is afraid of commitment.
原来Herbert呢，他是很怕有做什么承诺跟应许，就是这个C word.
He wants to be in a relationship without being committed to a relationship.
所以他想要呢有这个交往网的关系，但是呢他却不愿意负这个责任。
In every dating relationship, there comes a time when you have to have the DTR talk.
所以在每一个交往的关系当中呢，都会到达某一个程度呢，就要来谈谈这个DTR这个事情。
DTR stands for define the relationship.
那 DTR 呢，就是说你要为你们的这个交往的关系做定义。
In other words, there comes a time when a couple has invested so much time and emotional energy into each other that it gets to the point that one of them, usually the woman, wants to know where is the relationship heading?
也就是说呢，在这个交往的过程当中呢，因为彼此都放下了很多的时间跟精力下去，所以总到一个程度的时候呢，通常其中的一个人，而且通常都是女的，就会在想说，我们这个关系到底要往何处去？
Are we just friends?
我们只是朋友吗？
Are we going steady?
还是我们交往非常的稳定？
Do you think that someday we might actually get married?
你觉得我们有一天我们会结婚吗？
In other words, what should we really expect from one another?
也就是说，我们到底对彼此有什么期待呢？
And sometimes, one of them, usually it's the man, wants to enjoy all the benefits of the relationship without any of the commitments.
但是其中的一个人，通常都是这个男的，他们呢就想要享受这个关系当中的许多的好处，但是呢却不愿意承诺任何事情。
As Christians who belong to the same church, we need to have a DTR relationship.
身为基督徒的我们呢，是属于同一个教会，我们呢也要来好好的讨论这个DTR，就是这个为我们的关系做一个定义的这个话题。
It's time that we define the relationship that we as Christians of this church should have with each other.
现在是时候了，我们呢必须要来谈谈，我们身为这个同一个教会的基督徒，我们是有什么样的关系。
And it's time that we define what kind of commitment that we should be able to expect from each other.
而且呢，也是我们应该来谈一谈，我们对于彼此应该是有期望什么样的承诺。
When I became the pastor of my previous church, it was one of my responsibilities to recruit people to become members of the church.
当我在我服侍的前一个教会当牧师的时候呢，我的其中一个必须做的事情就是让大家能够参与这个教会，成为教会的会员。
But before I accepted the responsibility, I wanted to make sure that membership was actually a biblical idea and not just an idea that we had adopted from the corporate world.
那但是当我在想要接下这个责任的时候呢，我就要必须要确定这个会员制度啊是是属于圣经的教导的，而不是我们在这个属事上面的一个概念。
And so I did a word search Bible study.
所以呢，我在读经的时候我就查了这个字。
I looked up all the times that the word member was found in the New Testament.
所以我在新约里面我就找什么在哪一段经文里面有这个会员出现过。
And I found out that church membership is actually a very biblical idea.
所以我发现呢，这个会员制度啊，会员是一个很符合圣经的一个概念。
In fact, the Apostle Paul describes church membership in two different ways.
而且呢，在圣经里面，使徒保罗他在这个教会里面的会员制度呢，他用两种不同方式来解释。
First of all, the Apostle Paul tells us that Christians are members of the family of God.
第一，使徒保罗他说，基督徒是在神的家庭里面的一员。
And secondly, the Apostle Paul tells us that Christians are all members of the body of Christ.
那第二呢，使徒保罗说，每一个基督徒呢，都是基督肢体上面的一员。
As members of the family of God, we are responsible to care for one another.
所以我们身为这个神国里面家庭的一个成员的话呢，我们就是必须要对彼此关心。
As members of the body of Christ, we are responsible to serve one another.
我们身为基督肢体的一员的话呢，我们的责任就是要为彼此服事。
In a couple weeks, I'm going to share with you about our duties that we have to each other as members of the body of Christ. But today, I want to share with you.About the duties that we have to each other as members of the family of God.
在几个礼拜之后呢，我会跟大家分享，身为基督的肢体的一员，我们必须要如何彼此服侍。但是今天呢，我要跟大家谈一谈，身为神国家里面的一员，我们必须要跟彼此有什么关系。
So let's take a look at what the Bible says, at where the Bible says that all Christians are actually members of the family of God.
所以首先我们必须来看看在圣经里面哪些经文有提到说我们是神国家庭里面的一员。
In Ephesians 2 verse 19, the Apostle Paul defines the relationship that Christians have with each other.
所以在以弗所书二章十九节，使徒保罗他这样子来描述基督徒在神国里面的互相的关系。
He writes, consequently,You are no longer foreigners and aliens, but fellow citizens with God's people and members of God's household.
他说，这样你们就不再做外人和客旅，是与圣徒同国，是神家里的人了。
In other words, this passage indicates that all Christians are members of the same family.
所以呢，也就是说，身为基督徒，我们的关系，互相的关系呢，就是我们在神国里面家人的关系。
In other words, when you put your faith in Jesus Christ, that He died on the cross for your sins, and that He rose again to give you eternal life, you not only received God as your Father, but you also received all other Christians as your brothers and sisters in Christ.
也就是说，当我们承认主耶稣为我们钉死在十字架上，我们与他同埋葬、同复活之后，我们不单是跟我们的父神建立一个父神跟儿女之间的关系，我们跟彼此也建立了一个弟兄姐妹的关系。
So take a look around you today.
所以你今天那个周围看一下。
Many, if not most of you in this room are Christians.
我们中间有许许多多，虽然不是全部，但许许多都是基督徒。
And if you are a Christian too, that means.That whether you like it or not, every other Christian in this room is a member of your family.
所以呢，如果你是基督徒的话呢，那不管你喜不喜欢，但是呢，你身边其他的基督徒都是你的弟兄姐妹。
In other words, the fact is that you are in a family relationship.
那也就是说，你现在是在一个家庭的关系当中。
But the question is whether you are committed to that relationship.
问题是说，你对于这样子的关系，你有没有什么责任，有没有什么承诺？
But what kind of commitments should we make to our brothers and sisters?
但是我们对我们的弟兄姐妹必须付出什么承诺呢？
In many families, there are people who are like slackers who really do not take up their responsibility as a family member.
在家庭的关系当中呢，有一些家庭成员，他们就是偷懒，他就不愿意在家里付出什么责任。
Some of them do this because they feel they don't really understand what their responsibilities are.
有些人不负责任是因为他们不知道他们要负什么责任。
Other slackers do not do this because even though they know what their duties are, they choose not to do them anyway.
有一些人呢是虽然知道他们必须尽什么样的责任，但是呢他们却选择不要去做。
So today I'm going to take a, let's take a look at what our family duties are.
所以呢，现在我们来看看，我们身为家庭的成员，我们责任是什么呢？
Some of us are already fulfilling our duties faithfully.
那大部分我们当中大部分都已经是很认真的在尽我们的责任。
But some of us are not.
但有一些却还没有。
But after today, ignorance will no longer be an excuse.
但是今天之后，你就不能再用我不知道来当借口了。
It will be up to you to decide whether you will fulfill your duties as a member of God's family according to what the Bible says.
因为在今天之后，你就必须要决定你到底要不要根据圣经来进行你所需要做的责任。
So according to the Bible, a member of the family of God should make at least three commitments.To their brothers and sisters.
所以根据圣经呢，你成为神国家里的一个成员的话呢，你至少要做三件事。
Our first commitment can be found in Hebrews chapter 10, verses 24 and 25.
那第一个我们能够知道呢，第一个要做的是在希伯来书十章二十四跟二十五节。
And let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds. Let us not give up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another.And all the more as you see the day approaching.
又要彼此相顾，激发爱心，勉励行善。你们不可停止聚会，好像那些停止惯了的人，倒要彼此劝勉。既知道那日子临近，就更当如此。
As a member of the family of God, you have a duty to be involved in a relationship where mutual love and accountability takes place.
身为基督徒，而且身为神国家里的一员，我们有责任要彼此的激励，所以呢，彼此关爱。
In other words, you are responsible to be involved in relationships where you are encouraging others to become more loving, and in which they are encouraging you to become more loving.
而且我们必须要劝勉彼此要负责，也就是说，我们的责任是要劝勉别人。能够更有爱心，别人也必须要劝勉我们能够更彼此有爱心。
As important as worship services are like this,
虽然我们知道来教会的主日崇拜非常重要。
That's not going to happen to you if worship services are the only church activity that you participate in.
但是你如果只是参加主日崇拜的话，你没有办法好好的执行你第一个要做的责任。
Because in a worship service, mutual loving relationships just don't really take place.
因为在崇拜的时候呢，我们没有办法做出激励彼此有激发爱心的这个事情。
In a worship service, the preacher tries to encourage the people to become more loving.
因为在崇拜的时候呢，这个讲员他激励会众能够要彼此相爱。
But the people in the congregation have little opportunity to encourage each other to become more loving.
但是会众彼此之间却没有什么机会互相鼓励。
Now, obviously, that doesn't mean that worship services are a waste of time.
但是这不是说那这个崇拜的时间是不是浪费时间啊？
Instead, it means that the purpose of a worship service is worship.
它反而是说在崇拜的时候呢，目的主要是就是崇拜。
And it means that you need to find another place to fulfill your duty to have these mutual loving relationships.
那也就是说，你必须要在另外找一个时间跟一个机会，能够激励彼此互相相爱。
So where can you fulfill your responsibility to be involved in loving mutual relationships?
那我们去哪里找这样的机会，能够啊好好的来激励彼此互相相爱呢？
It's going to happen in small groups.
在小组。
Now for our youth group, these small groups would include our Sunday school classes and our youth Friday night youth fellowships.
对于青少年来说呢，他们的小组就是在教会逐日之后的逐日学的机会，还有这个团契的时间。
For our Chinese congregation, these small groups take place during fellowship prayer meetings and during small group sharing and praying.After Friday night Bible studies.
对于中文的这个会众来讲呢，很多都是在崇拜在团契的时间、祷告的时间。
Our small groups are settings where people love you just the way that you are, but they also love you so much that they don't want you to stay the way you are, but instead to help you to become the way that God wants you to be.
在小组聚会里面，这个相爱的关系呢，不光只是说我们彼此爱对方，就是只是爱他们自己原来的样子，我们更是爱对方到一个地步呢，我们希望他们能够改变，成为神所喜爱的那个样子。
In our small groups, people share the struggles that they're going through.
那在小组里面呢，很多人他们也互相分享他们的生活当中的一些历练跟挣扎。
The groups discuss ways to solve these problems.
那小组呢，互相也能够讨论，帮助对方解决困难。
They hold each other accountable to pursue those right solutions to the problems.
他们彼此呢，鼓励彼此负责，帮助对方能够解决他们自己的问题。
And they pray for each other.
他们为互相代祷。
So the first thing that we as members of the family of God should expect from each other is that each of us should be involved in a small group where mutual love, accountability, and prayer take place.
那也就是说，我们身为基督徒第一个要做的呢，第一个能够期待其他的基督徒对你做什么，就是在小组里面你能够经验的互相的相爱，彼此负责，彼此代祷。
Are you involved in a small group?
你有参加小组聚会吗？
If not, can you honestly say that you are obeying the commandments?That are found in Hebrews chapter 10, verses 24 and 25.
如果你没有参加小组聚会的话，你可以对自己诚实的说：“有，我已经遵守了神在希伯来书十章二十四到二十五节给我的这些的责任吗？”
In other words, are you involved in an environment where you are encouraging your brothers and sisters in Christ to express your love and to grow spiritually?
也就是说，你自己有没有在一个小组当中去鼓励彼此，让彼此呢能够在组当中更能够表现他们的爱，互相成长。
And are you in an environment where they are encouraging you to grow spiritually?
那在你有没有在这样的环境当中，也接受别人对你的鼓励，帮助你更有爱心，更加成长
？If you're not involved in a small group, what's your excuse?
那如果你没有参加小组的话，你的原因是什么呢
？Maybe you say, I don't need it.
可能有人说，我不需要啊。
But God says you need it.
但是神说你需要。
Do you know better than God what you need?
你知道的比神还多吗？
Maybe you said, I've tried it before and I didn't really experience mutual loving relationships.
那可能有人先说，我去过小组聚会啊，可是我都没有感到人家对我有什么互相的爱啊，鼓励啊。
The relationships were very shallow.
他说这些小组的关系呢，是很肤浅的。
Then get involved in a group and then take the initiative to transfer your group into a mutual loving relationship.
那这样你更加需要参加小组聚会，所以你自己要主动的把这个小组呢改变成为一个更有深度的一个互相相爱、互相鼓励的小组。
But I think the most common excuse is, I don't really have the time.
但是呢，我想很多人的最大的借口呢，就是说，我没时间。
And it's true that there are seasons in a person's life when it may be very difficult to find time to get involved in a small group.
那我们必须承认，在你的生命当中，的确是有一些时段是让你实在是没有抽不出时间来参加小组。
For example, there may be times when your job requires you to work excessive overtime hours.
譬如说有时候你的工作要求你 做许许多多的超时的时间。
Or when you get sick.
或者是你生病的时候。
Or when you have a baby.
或者是你生了小孩了。
But generally speaking, the seasons that we take breaks from being in a small group should only last a few weeks or maybe a few months, but certainly not a few years.
一般来说呢，如果你在你的生命当中有一些时段是你没有办法参加小组，这些时段呢，应该是就是几个礼拜、几个月，而不是说几年。
If you would like to get involved in a small group where mutual loving relationships take place, I'd encourage you to talk to Pastor Shu or to talk to me or one of the spiritual leaders of this church, and we would be glad to assist you in finding a good group for you to get involved in.
所以如果你想要加入一个互相鼓励、互相相爱的小组的话呢，你可以跟徐牧师、跟我自己或者跟教会里面的这个属灵的领袖讨论，我们会帮助你找到一个好的小组。
The second duty that we have as a member of the family of God can be found in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 3.
神国家庭的一员，第二个要做尽的责任呢，我们可以在圣经里面以弗所书四章三节看到。
Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace.
用和平彼此联络，竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
In other words, that First Ithaca Chinese Christian Church, a member is not only expected to be involved in a small group, but she is also expected to protect the unity of the church family.
也就是说，在我们教会里面呢，我们身为是教会的一员，不光是要参与一个小组，更要这个保护这个小组不受到破坏。
In other words, or to put it in a more negative way, at this church, every Christian is expected to protect the church from experiencing divisions.
也就是说，如果要用负面的方式来看的话，就是我们教会里面每一个成员都需要保护这个教会，所以教会不至于分裂。
But what can a church do to protect the unity of the church family?
那身为教会的一员，我们要做什么才能够帮助这个保护这个教会的合一，而不让它分裂呢？
I'd like to mention three things.
那我有三个建议。
The first thing can be found in 1 John chapter 3, verse 18.
第一个呢是在约翰福音三章十八节。
Dear children, let us not love with words or tongue, but with actions and in truth.
小子们啊，我们相爱不要只在言语和舌头上，总要在行为和诚实上。
First thing that we can do to protect the unity of the church is acting in love towards other members of the family.
所以第一个我们能做的呢，来保守教会的合一，也就是要彼此相爱。
Many times acts of divisiveness are actually cries for love.
因为常常呢，我们做些好像分裂这个教会的事情呢，是因为我们需要爱。
Person feels hurt or disappointed, and so he does something to express his emotional pain.
因为有些人可能受伤或者受到打击，那他就是用一些方式来表达，但是他的表达呢，却是他用一些方式来表达他心里面受的伤害。
But if we would go out of our way to express our love to these hurting people, we could prevent the divisions from ever taking place.
但是如果我们每一个人都能跨出一步，对他表达我们的爱的话呢，我们就可以预防让这些人他们表达他们情绪的时候，不至于分裂教会。
As Benjamin Franklin once said, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
这个 Benjamin Franklin 他说预防重于治疗。
Second thing that we can do to protect the unity of First Ithaca Chinese Christian Church can be found in Ephesians 4, verse 29.
那第二个我们做的事情呢，来保守教会的合一呢，我们可以在以弗所书四章二十九节看到。
Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs.
污秽的言语一句不可出口，只要随时说造就人的好话，叫听见的人得益处。
Second thing that we can do to protect the unity of this church is to refuse to gossip.
所以第二个我们能做的事情来保守教会的合一呢，就是不要不要说闲话。
There's a story about three church members who went out fishing.
周边有一个故事呢，是关于有三个基督徒，他们呢跑去钓鱼。
So one of them was getting bored, and so he said, "Let's be totally honest with each other and confess our worst sin to each other."
然后其中有一个人钓鱼钓着钓着很无聊，他就说：“哎，我们这样吧，我们呢今天要完全的诚实，我们彼此呢互相说出我们最糟糕的那个犯的那个罪。”
I'll go first.
他说：“我先讲。”
My worst sin is that I like to go to the local bar.And I just get really, really drunk.
然后他说，我最糟糕的罪呢，就是我喜欢去酒吧，然后呢，这个酗酒，然后醉的不省人事。
The second guy says, "Well, since you are willing to admit your worst sin, I'll admit mine."
那第二个人呢，他说，哇，因为你也愿意说出你自己这么糟糕的事情，那我呢，也把我最糟糕的事情说出来。
I really struggle with lust.
他说，我对这个诱惑呢，很没有抵挡的能力。
In fact, I just can't seem to stop looking at inappropriate websites.
他说我呢常常在网上呢就是看一些这个不好的黄色的网页。
Finally, the third guy says, "Well, my worst sin is gossip."
然后第三个人说，哎，我最糟糕的这个罪呢，就是我喜欢说人家闲话。
And I can't wait to get back home and tell all my friends.
我已经等不住要回家跟大家讲你们的事情了。
You know, I think gossip has done more to bring about splits in a church than anything else.
所以我想呢，这个谣言说闲话呢，是这个分裂教会的一大主因。
And tragically, many times this gossip is based upon misinformation.
而且呢，很不幸的是，常常这些谣言呢，都是根据一些不实的事情。
So let's make a commitment not only to refuse to gossip.But also to stop gossip in its tracks whenever somebody, your brother or sister, tries to tell you a gossip about somebody else.
所以我们应该要彼此承诺，说不，我们不光是不说谣言，我们而且呢，听到谣言的时候呢，我们就要把它止住。
The third thing that we can do to protect the unity of our church can be found in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 7.
在第三个我们能做的来保护教会的合一的事情，在希伯来书十三章十七节看到。
Obey your leaders and submit to their authority. They keep watch over you as men who must give an account. Obey them so that their work will be a joy, not a burden, for that would be no advantage to you.
你们要依从那些引导你们的，且要顺服，因为他们为你们的灵魂时刻警醒，好像那些。好像那将来交账的人，你们要使他们交的时候有快乐，不是忧愁。若忧愁，就与你们无益了。
As a pastor, it might sound a little bit self-serving for me to say this, but the next thing that you can do to protect the unity of the church is to follow the leaders of the church.
虽然现在这样子说起来呢，我身为牧师这样告诉你们，好像说是为了求自己的益处，但是我必须告诉你们说，第三样你们能做保护教会合一的事情，就是遵守你们的领导。
Now, obviously, that doesn't mean that if your church leader tells you to do something wrong or harmful, that you should obey that person.
那我并不是说当教会的领导叫你们做一些错的事情的时候，你们还是要依从。
I remember in the late 1970s, there was a cult leader named Jim Jones who told his followers to drink poisoned grape juice, and they did.
And 我记得在1970年末期的时候呢，有一个异端的领导叫 Jim Jones， 他就叫他的会员呢要喝那个下毒的葡萄汁，然后这些会员还真的喝。
If any church leader tells you to do that, you can disobey.
所以如果你们牧师叫你们喝这种东西，你们不用喝。
And it certainly doesn't mean that the church should be run like a dictatorship.
而且呢，也不代表说教会应该是好像这个独裁者制度的方式来运行。
Certainly, the leaders of the church should seek out the wisdom when a decision needs to be made. We should seek out the wisdom of the congregation.
当整个教会必须要做决定的时候呢，教会的领导必须要听一听这个会员有什么看法。
And we as leaders of the church should be more concerned about the needs of the congregation than about our own needs.
身为教会的领导者，我们必须要多关心，而且多注意教会有需会员有什么需要，而不是时时想自己有什么需要。
But unless a church leader encourages you to do something unbiblical or harmful, you should follow his advice.
所以除非教会的领导者叫你们去做一些不符合圣经的，或者是一些伤害自己的事情，那其他的事情你们必须要依从教会的领导者。
You see, the members of First Ithaca Chinese Christian Church chose the pastors, the elders, and the deacons of the church because they felt like we were spiritually mature leaders.
那在我们的教会当中，我们的教会领导者啊，好像长老、牧师、长老跟执事都是选出来的，因为这个会众觉得这些人在属灵上面比较成熟。
And according to Hebrews chapter 13 verse 7, God is going to hold us as leaders accountable for the advice that we give to you.
那根据希伯来书十章十七节的教导，我们知道神是要这些教会的领导负责来对他们自己跟会员所说的话要负责。
If we give bad advice, God is going to discipline us for that.
所以如果教会的领导跟会员说一些错不符合圣经的教导的时候，这些领导自己要负责的，神要他们负责。
But God is also going to hold accountable the church congregation for the advice that leaders give.
但是神呢，也要教会的会员负责，对于他们所听到的这些教导呢，他们要负责。
For example, I believe that God will hold you accountable for the sermon that you're hearing today.
也就是说，今天你已经听到了我的信息，所以你们也要对我信息的内容负责。
If you ignore this message or if you rebel against it, someday you'll have some explaining to do to give to God.
所以今天如果你听到信息而你不愿意遵从的话呢，将来你见主面的时候，你就必须好好的跟神解释了。
And just think how unified our church would be if we were all committed to fulfill the expectations of a member as I am challenging you today.
所以我们就可以想象到说，当我们都能够服从啊神给我们的这些身为神国家庭里面成员的这些教导的时候，教会是会多么的合一呢？
The third duty of a member of the family of God is to loyally support the church family.
那身为教会成员的神国的一员，我们必须第三件要做的事情呢，就是要忠诚的支持教会。
I'd like to mention two ways that you can do this.
那有两种方式可以做。
First way can be found in Hebrews chapter 10 verse 25.
第一个能做呢，我们在希伯来书十章二十五节可以看到。
Let us not give up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another and all the more as you see the day approaching.
你们不可停止聚会，好像那些停止惯了的人，倒要彼此劝勉，既知道那日子临近，就更当如此。
The first way that we can faithfully support the church family is by faithful attendance in Sunday school, worship services, and small groups.
所以我们第一件能做的，要忠诚的这个保护教会的这个大家庭呢，就是要这个忠诚的来参加教会的崇拜、教会主日学，还有我们的小组聚会。
My father was a farmer and an accountant.
我的爸爸呢，他是一个农夫，他也是一个会计师。
Around tax season, he would often work more than 60 hours a week.
所以当在这个付税的这个时候，对，叫什么？报税的时候，在报税的时候呢，我父亲他常常一个礼拜都要做六七个小时的工作。
And then he would
要做五六十个小时的工作。
And then he would come home from his office and work another 2 or 3 hours a day at the farm.
所以呢，每天下班了之后呢，回来又要在我们的农场做两三个小时的工作。
He was also very active in our Christian schools, school board.
那他呢又很积极的参与我们当那个时候的教会学校的董事会。
And yet my father made sure that he and our family would attend our worship services every Sunday morning, every Sunday evening, and every Wednesday night.
但是我爸爸呢，他又会确定他准时的带我们每个礼拜都参加教会的崇拜，对星期天早上、星期天晚上、星期三晚上都去。
But now I'm amazed at the nonchalant attitude that many Christians have about church attendance.
但是现在呢，我看到许多现代的教会的成员呢，他们对于参加教会崇拜呢，都抱着一个很这个漠不关心的态度。
The tiniest excuse can keep people from going to church.
你就有一点点小小的原因呢，你就马上说，哎呀，我今天不能去教会了。
I stayed up too late last night, so I think I'll just skip Sunday school.
哎，我昨天熬夜熬得太晚了，今天不要去主日崇拜好了，不要去主日学好了。
I had a big test tomorrow, so I'll skip worship service.
哎，我明天有一个大考，所以呢，今天不要去崇拜好了。
There's too much snow on the road, so I think I better play it safe and stay at home.
外面雪下太大了，我要为了安全起见，我还是留在家里好了。
My kid is participating in soccer, so I won't be able to participate in small group for today.
哦，我的小孩今天要去踢足球，要去练习，所以我今天也不能去参加小组聚会了。
That person made me so mad that I don't even want to be in the same room with him.
哎，我那个人。把我惹火了，我实在太讨厌他，我根本就不想跟他在同一个小组。
It's not so much that God is expecting us to be committed to a certain activity, although those activities are important.
我不是说神呢要我们就是专注于一定要去哪一个什么活动，虽然说这些活动本身是很重要的。
But God is expecting us to be committed to each other.
但是神呢，他要求我们必须对彼此有承诺。
And as the author of Hebrews indicated, unfaithful attendance can become habitual.
也就是希伯来书的作者呢，他就是这样讲。他说，如果你对于参加教会的活动没有承诺的话呢，以后就会停止，习惯停止聚会了。
And it takes less and less significant reasons for playing hooky.From church activities.
所以以后呢，就是越来越容易呢，你就随便找一个借口，就不要参与教会的活动。
Until it comes to the point where attendance is more the exception rather than the rule.
所以呢，最后变成呢，你参与教会活动呢，反而是一个例外；不参加呢，反而是正常。
Unfaithful attendance not only can become habitual, but it can also become contagious.
那你不忠实的参与教会的活动呢，不光只是会造成一个坏习惯，而且呢，它会彼此影响。
When other people see that attendance is dropping, they become discouraged, and then they also stop attending faithfully.
当其他的人看到大家都不来了，大家都不参与了，他们心里也受到打击，很多人也因此也不来参与活动。
Do you want to loyally support your church family?
你想要忠诚的来支持教会的这个大家庭吗？
Then the least you need to do is commit yourself to faithful church attendance.
那最少最少能做的呢，就是忠诚的来参与教会的活动。
Another way to support the church family is found in 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verses 1 to 3.
那另外一个你能够做的来支持教会这个大家庭的呢，是在哥林多后书八章一到三节。
And now, brothers, we want you to know about the grace that God has given the Macedonian churches. Out of the most severe trial, their overflowing joy and their extreme poverty welled up in rich generosity. For I testify that they gave as much as they were able, and even beyond their ability.
弟兄们，我把神赐给马其顿教会的恩告诉你们，就是他们在患难中受大试炼的时候，仍有满足的快乐，在极穷之间还格外显出他们乐捐的厚恩。我可以证明，他们是按着力量，而且也过了力量，自己甘心乐意的捐助。
Second way to support our church family is by sacrificial giving.
所以我们能够支持教会做大家庭的第二件你能做的事情，就是牺牲的奉献。
First Ithaca Chinese Christian Church, we actually don't even put pressure on people to give.
在我们这个教会呢，我们其实呢都没有给什么压力说你要奉献。
In fact, we actually encourage non-Christians not to put any money into the offering bag.
我们甚至于鼓励还没有信主的人呢，不要奉献。
Well, we don't want people to think that they can buy their way into heaven.
我们也不希望有人觉得说他们只要奉献他们就能够进入天堂。
But God does expect Christians to sacrificially give to the church.
但是神对基督徒的期望呢是要他们有牺牲的奉献。
For some people, sacrificial giving may be 5% of their income.
所以对一些人来讲，牺牲的奉献可能是他们所有收入的5%。
For others, it may be 10%.
有些人对一些人，其他人来讲可能是10%。
Still for others, it might be 20% or more.
对另外其他的人来说呢，可能是20%甚至于更多。
We should get to the point where we are spending significantly less on ourselves than non-Christians who make a similar income.
所以对基督徒来讲呢，我们应该要做的就是说，相对于跟我们收入差不多的非基督徒来说，我们花费在自己身上的这些费用呢，要比他们要少得多得多。
We should be buying cheaper clothes, cheaper cars, and cheaper houses.
所以我们在买衣服、买车子、买房子的时候呢，都要选择买比较便宜的。
Because we want to give so much to help our brothers and sisters grow spiritually.
因为我们愿意把这其他的拿出来帮助我们教会的弟兄姐妹成长。
So now we've had our little DTR talk.
所以现在我刚刚跟你们都谈过了这个为我们这个关系做定义的这个话题。
And so now that you know the expectations of a member of the family of God, how would you define your relationships with the brothers and sisters at First Ithaca Chinese Christian Church?
现在我们都已经学习了，知道说身为教会家庭的一员，我们对彼此必须负什么责任之后，你对你自己有什么期待呢？
Are you just casually dating the church?
那你在教会的跟教会的关系是这个随便的交往一下吗？
Or are you committed to the church?
还是你愿意负极大的责任？
What do you need to do to make the commitments that your brothers and sisters as well as your heavenly father deserves?
你要能够做什么才能够这个做到你的弟兄姐妹还有神对你的期望呢？
Some of you may need to join a small group.
对我们其中一些人来讲，可能就是要开始参加小组聚会。
Some of you may need to do more to stop gossip that you've been hearing.
那对其他人来讲，可能他们要更努力的不要传播谣言。
Some of you may need to give more or attend more frequently.
对另外一些人来说呢，可能他们必须要更多的奉献，或者是更多的来参加教会的聚会。
And now I'd like to say a few words to those of you who are not Christians yet.
那我想要对我们当中还不是基督徒的人说几句话。
The message so far has not really been directed to you.
因为我刚刚信息说到目前为止都还没有对非基督徒说话。
Since you are not really a member of the family of God yet, we do not expect you to be committed to the church.
因为你还不是神家庭里面的一个成员，所以呢，我们也不要求你要尽这些责任。
But we would like to invite you to join our family.
但是我们实在很希望能邀请你来加入这个家庭。
We would like you to join a family where people love you just the way you are, but also love you so much that they want to help you to become everything that God designed you to be.
我们希望你能够加入一个家庭，在这家庭当中呢，每一个人爱你，不光只是因为不光只是爱你，就是因为你自己原来的样子。他们更爱你到一个程度，他们希望你能够改变，成为人成为神设计你希望你成为的那个样子。
He might say, "Man, I feel like an orphan, and I really would like to join this family. How do I sign up?"
那你可能心里在想说，哎，我真的觉得好像孤儿一样。那我很想要进入这个家庭，我怎么样才能参加呢？
Jesus answered the question in John chapter 3 verse 7.
耶稣在约翰福音3:16这样说，回答了你的问题。
You must be born again.
你必须要重生。
Time when you joined your earthly family, you were born into it.
你参加你属世的这个家庭呢，是因为你在这个家庭里面出生。
If you want to join your spiritual family, you need to be born again.
那你想要加入属灵的家庭的话呢，你也必须要在这个家庭里面出生。
But how can you be born again?
那你怎么样再重生呢？
Jesus answers that question a few verses later in John chapter 3, verse 16.
那耶稣在同一段经文里面呢，接下来他这样子回答。
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but but have everlasting life.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生爱子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
If you want to become a member of the family of God, you need to believe in the Son of God.
所以你想要成为神国家庭里面的一员的话呢，你就必须要信神的儿子。
You need to believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross to take the punishment of your sins, and that He rose again to give you eternal life.
你必须要相信主耶稣他在十字架上为了你的罪而钉死，而且你必须要跟他一起从坟墓里面同复活。
And if you put your faith in Jesus Christ, every time that you come to a worship service, it'll be like coming to a big family reunion.
如果你相信主耶稣基督的话，那从今以后每一次你来到教会，你都觉得好像回到大家庭一样。
If you would like to join the family of God, I'd encourage you to talk to Pastor Shu or to me after the worship service is over.
如果你想要成为神国家里面神家庭里面的一员的话，我鼓励你在崇拜之后，你可以跟徐牧师或跟我自己谈一谈。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Lord, we thank you for the family of God.
主耶稣，我们谢谢你赐给我们神国里的家庭。
We thank you that as Christians, not only are you our father, but every other Christian is our brother and sister.
我们谢谢你让我在这个家庭当中，不光是有你成为我们的父亲，我们有许多的基督徒的弟兄姐妹。
I pray that this church would be filled with Christians who really love the church.
我们也希望你帮助我们，所以这个教会里面呢的弟兄姐妹都是真正爱这个教会的。
Help us to make the commitments so that we can make this church as good as you want it to be.
帮助我们能够许下这个承诺，所以我们能够帮助这个教会成为你心目中所想要的教会。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告，阿门。